This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's our go-to guy when there's something wrong with your vehicle. ASC certified mechanic, has been so for more than 30 years. He's a car collector, and he's a field reporter and substitute host for myself here on Auto World. And years ago, I first met Mark through Barry McGuire, as Barry chose some of his favorite radio hosts, both locally and nationally, to join him at the Greenwich Concours in Greenwich, Connecticut, and that started a couple of years worth of fun with Mark and I and another gentleman being the three musketeers for McGuire's broadcasting. Telephone-wise, if you got something wrong with your vehicle, I can't overemphasize it. This is a great opportunity. If you're all of a sudden you're out doing errands today and you're getting some funny brake squeals, you're getting some weirdness in your steering, you're smelling funny smells, or you're just not performing like normal. Maybe it's very cold where you are and the cold has really zapped the power of your vehicle. We'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Leftover trivia question from previous hour of the broadcast. The Corvette made a final run in the 1970s for the 1975 model year. This was during the era that people said convertibles were gone and that was going to be the end of the line. The 76 Cadillac Eldorado marked what many thought would be the end of convertibles from being offered, at least by domestic manufacturers, but that all changed during the 1980s and 90s all the way up to today. But what was the year that the Corvette convertible came back? At 75, it went away, and then it came back during the 1980s. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is getting a cool prize, courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And speaking of busted knuckles, here's a gentleman who's no stranger to that, ASC-certified technician and all-around good guy, Mark Evans. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you again on an Auto World Sunday. It's the only place I'd like to be is with you on the air and sharing airways with you and sharing what we both know and about the automotive industry and the goods, the bads, the tips, all that. You know, Bob, we've seen a lot, haven't we?
We sure have, and it's, you know, just remarkable how time has flown. I was chatting with Paul Eisenstein in a previous hour of the broadcast, and, you know, he's saying, you know, they just unveiled in Chicago the 30th anniversary of the Mazda Miata, you know, the 30th anniversary of the Acura NSX sports car when it first was introduced by Acura, the 35th anniversary of the Chrysler minivans. I can't believe all that time has gone by so quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing how the style of the cars, and, you know, over all of that time, I think I look at it as not only the repair side of it, I'm very, very lucky to have all my tools still, Bob, all my fingers and my thumbs. You know, I haven't, haste makes waste, like I tell my son when working on his vehicle and all that, and he helps me with a couple cars here at the shop, but, you know, it's, gee whiz, 30 years, how in the world, why are my wrists still working, you know, my fingers, I don't get it. It's amazing that, but they're, you know, the cars, they're still all burning what? We're still burning fuel, gasoline, we're still burning a little bit of diesel, of course. The price keeps going up on these pieces of metal that we're all buying.
You know? Yes.
The price for gasoline, the price of diesel and all, it's dropped a little bit, but, you know, just holding its own. But, gosh, you know, here the other day I had a gentleman that, it was a Ford pickup, and, you know, with all our listeners, you know, how I hear this a lot. Bob, you do too, I'm sure, where the guys, the females, or usually the guys say, you know, I just can't work on it anymore, Mark. It's all electronic. It scares me. I can't even see the engine. I open the hood and I see all this plastic cover and everything. I'm lost. So I've got to bring it to you, Mark, to have you fix it. And I had that happened to me this last week with the Ford F-150. And he actually, you know, today's technology, what did he do? He driving down the road and his engine light started flashing. So he whips the cell phone out, takes a video of this, and of course the mic's on his cell phone. So I'm hearing and watching a video of a light, engine light flashing, and I can hear the engine missing. And then he, of course, pulls over and tells me through the text, that Mark, it's really odd, the light's flashing and the engine's missing, it only had an idle. When I give it gas, it smooths out. So I then, you know, so we'll buzz it over to the shop when you get off work, and we'll take a look. And, you know, even though we have all these electronics, Bob, you know, managing everything, computerized, drive-by-wire, like you and I've said, which is basically everything's hooked to wires, but it gets back down, and all I found was that, well, he had a heater hose back on the firewall that was leaking and dripping antifreeze down into the those 5.4 Fords. When they put the spark plug, when they designed and built the spark plugs, they have coilovers where the coil's on top of the spark plug. Well, that hole is open. So the antifreeze got down in that hole, and what happened was it's got the conventional old original spark plug boot. And when you put water, just like, you know, you do not want to steam clean your engine with car wash, because if you put water up against the spark plug boots, they ground out and arcs, and that's what his miss was. So it's always something simple, you know. I just pulled out the coil, unplugged the coil, pulled the coil and the spark plug boot out. We just dried it up, and I just said, hang out, man, just watch me do it. Got up there and did it, dried it out, and fixed his problem. And so it's always something simple, but it's always the, I think overall in the last 10 years I've been getting paid more to find the problem like that. And then once you see and find the problem, it's like, oh, is that all it is water on my spark plug boot?
So. Well, that's great. A very happy ending there. I know many individual who, instead of doing the right thing and going to a mechanic like you, Mark, they'll ride around sometimes for months, even years, with check engine lights on. I remember where I was once in a taxi cab in Boston going on a press trip, and the taxi driver had put a piece of tape over the light on the dashboard. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
It is. Well, you know, the light's hooked to over 300-plus electronic sensors under the hood on all makes and models out there. And I can't, well, we can't talk enough about even diesels. Diesels are all electronically controlled now, so it's computer management. But you're absolutely right. When that light comes on, you know, back in the day when I first started at a gas station, we had to use our senses, which I shared with our listeners, you know, your smell, your nose, your ears for listening, your eyes to look at it, and then your hand for feeling the soft rubber hose. Well, today's world, heck, Bob, they last forever. These cars never break down, and they go forever, but everybody dreads that old engine light thing. Oh, when that engine light comes on, ka-ching, you know. I just got the latest report out throughout the United States of the it's basically a survey that us shops have to fill out. It basically came in and it showed which area of the United States gets right down to who in our United States. And you and I, we could really literally talk for a full hour on this. And the listeners would just go, wow, because then they would find out what area of the United States that they're living in, what the average ticket price is, what the people spend most of their money on. Is it brakes? Is it batteries? Is it tune-ups? Is it engine light diagnostic? Is it, you know, tires? And it's very interesting, and it even gets down to the nitty-gritty on the body collision. I can tell you the area of the United States that you know, I asked myself, especially it, God, don't those people know how to drive? Because there's more accidents in that area than anywhere else.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll explore that. That's a really good bit of information that you've got for us, Mark. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you coast to coast, border to border on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now or online at GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, along with one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. It's Mark Evans, and we've got the hood open and taking your calls and questions and emails about anything in the realm of mechanical issues with your vehicle. Email me up at Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or you can certainly call in at 855-660-4261. We also have a trivia question out there about the year that the Corvette convertible returned after a bit of a hiatus. It went away in 75 and it came back during the decade of the 1980s, but what specific year was that? At 855-660-4261. Before the break, Mark was about to tell us some very interesting information that he had got his hands on, and this is about where we are spending money when we go to the repair facility, when we go and visit Mark. Where are our dollars being thrown? Is it for check engine lights? Is it for one portion of the vehicle or another? And also, which areas of the country are having the most accidents? Where is that collision work being done? Mark, this sounds like some great information you got your hands on.
Yeah, I get it every year. It's kind of scary, actually, Bob. I've always liked to share it with folks because, nobody really thinks about what's the average ticket price now at these shops in their town. You know, We just all go out and get our cars fixed, you know, because we need our cars to run. And when they need repair, we get told a price. And so that's some information here, too. Nationally, though, Bob, I keep saying that the cars are getting better, and they are. They last a little longer, it seems like, and all that. But overall, here's the news. The United States nationally, shops that gross over $1 million have actually, they have gone up. It's gone up 19%. So,
wow.
Yeah, that tells us that the shops are doing quite well. And up 19%, that's kind of scary, isn't it? I thought that I don't see any cars broken down on the side of the road anymore, you know? So,
yeah, no, that's true.
But, you know, here's a little inside information I want to share with everybody, and I was just telling a friend this the other day. He had bought a new car. I won't mention the brand or anything, and he's got a couple new cars in his stalls that he drives, he and his wife, and they're a luxury brand. And he found out that that's what the reason why he came over, sat down in my office and said, "I got to talk to you about this word recalls, Mark. I have never, you know me. I've had cars all my life. What is going on? I just dropped my blank brand over at the blank dealership, and they're going to have to reprogram it. It's a recall." And I looked out the shop window here and I says, "Yeah." I said, "Look at that. They actually replaced the car that you dropped off with another one exactly like it." And he says, "Yeah. You're giving me one to drive for the day or the 2 days, whatever it takes to fix the recall." But he didn't understand why and how come that the other vehicle he had, too, that's only a couple years old, it just spends its time at the dealerships on recalls. So that's not part of this 19% up on the auto repair side. This is actually, that report is from independent shops like myself that's up. But we're finding out that, and that's what his whole concern was, is that why did I buy a new car? My car's been, it's only got like 4,000 miles on it, and it lives in the dealership all the time on the recall word. So even with that, though, it's like, well, what's being fixed? Do you have brakes? You know, is it exhaust? Is the money going into the brakes, exhaust, chassis, ride control? Or what other kind of repairs? Fuel injection cleaning, fuel pump, maybe lube oil filler, you know, shocks, struts. There's a water pump replacement, tune-ups, you know, all that. Well, who do you think, what area of the United States, Bob, do you think is winning in the percentage rate of just all of the repairs, first off? Out west, midwest, southeast, you know, I thought that, well, we think about the population, and if there's more people, there'd be more repair.
Yeah, exactly. My initial gut feeling is saying out west to California, there are more cars than any place here in the United States of America. So I'll cast my vote for the West Coast.
West Coast? Well, this is nationwide, national here. This is all repairs, everything to do with including tires. Midwest.
Wow.
Midwest, yeah. Out of right in the middle of the United States is the number one area of all of us that spending more money for everything to keep our cars rolling. 42% out of 100% is being 42% is being repaired in the Midwest. And now, what's the number one thing that those folks are spending their money on when it comes to fixing their car? Would it be maybe engine replacement, you know, air conditioning, tires, lube oil filters, belt hoses, tire, you know, maybe shock struts, exhaust work? What do you think?
You know, considering the Midwest, you've got, you know, four season states there. You've got some pretty extreme weather conditions all taking their toll on the vehicles. But I would imagine it would be things like hoses and belts and just regular nuts and bolts pieces. But
sure.
I may be completely off.
This is really, I'll give you the top three. Number one's brake repair.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Number one is brake repair. Number two comes in as tire sales, which makes sense, doesn't it? Because everybody, like you and I have talked with our tire lights now on the dash coming on, it causes all of us to go in to get air put in our tires because we can't go to the full-service gas station anymore just to get air in the tires. So we'd go into the tire shops, and they check and put air in the tire, and then, of course, they say, hey, it doesn't cost anything for us to look at your brakes. And so be careful there, everybody, because it's, you know, the best thing I've always said, Bob, is that, you know, out of the shop area, great. They might not even, you know, escort you out there when you ask to look at your brakes. Just ask the technician then to take a picture on their cell phone and walk in the waiting room. Here's what your brakes look like.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of odd. Number three would be, of course, lube oil filter. Well, the tire shops, of course, are doing lube oil fillers today. You know, big time. But this is really strange. Number four, exhaust. And it's custom exhaust.
Oh,
yeah.
Custom exhaust. Wow.
Custom on hot rods and antique and vintage cars. So that's
sure.
Very interesting because a lot of our muffler shops here in the Idaho area are closed up because, again, mufflers just last forever, don't they? They don't rust out anymore.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I mean, there's so much use of stainless steel today compared to years ago. And again, you just don't see, you know, when you and I were growing up, you would see cars boiling over on the side of the road. You would see vehicles broken down on a regular basis. But that's not so true here in 2019. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Mark Evans. And again, if you want to ask the Swami himself a mechanical question, here's your chance at 855-660-4261. I'm Bob Lund.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar kicked off her presidential campaign in Minneapolis.
We need to be clear in our purpose. We must respect our frontline troops, diplomats, and intelligence officers who are there every day risking their lives for us.
Klobuchar said America's military deserves better than foreign policy by tweet. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is also seeking the Democrats' nomination, answered President Trump's Saturday tweet about her. He once again called her Pocahontas and said he'd meet her on the trail.
By the time we get to 2020, Donald Trump may not even be president. In fact, he may not even be a free person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We'll get a winner on this trivia question, which has been lingering for quite some time. It was in an earlier hour of the broadcast, carried over. We're looking for the year that the Corvette convertible returned into the mix. Went away in 1975, and according to Philip in Fresno, California, it came back in 1986, and that is 100% correct. Back in the 70s, due to safety concerns, lots of people said it was the end of the convertible. The 76 Cadillac Eldorado was seen as the last one. And of course, different foreign manufacturers continued to make them, and we've seen an actual significant increase in the number of convertibles, and of course the hardtop retractable convertibles have come into the mix as well. But it's interesting how we see those trends. It's just like back in the 1980s, we said, you know, it's the end of the V8 engine and the end of performance vehicles, and of course today in 2019 there aren't that many V8 engine vehicles available, but those are super high performance, the kind of numbers that we never ever dreamed of back in the 1970s, back in the 1980s, back in the 1960s even. And the sky's the limit on that, and that's of course due to a lot of great work being done in the engineering departments. Computer control has become such more of an accurate science, and they're just doing some remarkable things these days. What's next around the corner? Well, everybody's saying eventually we're going to be dominated by electric vehicles. Well, are these the same people that said that the V8 engine was going to disappear forever back in the 1970s and 1980s, and were absolutely wrong. Well, only time will tell. Mark Evans is with us, our ASC certified technician, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. And as Frank in New Mexico calls him, the Swami is in the house, and he's got a very interesting article he's going over with us about where in the country we are spending our money on repairs and on what. And I understand this report also takes into consideration auto shop repairs, collision repairs.
Yeah, it does, Bob. The what part of the United States do you think the people like to crash their cars the most?
I'm going to say the South, because I've never seen anything like the number of accidents here in Florida.
Yeah, you're pretty close. It's back up in your old neighborhood, Boston area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the body shops now up there in that, up in the Boston, Massachusetts area, are cleaning up, truthfully. They, in fact, when you're out west here and you're trying to get a body bumper cover, for example, usually the dealer says, we're out and we got to get it shipped from back east over here to you, Mark. So, because all the inventory is going that direction. So, yeah.
But, that's interesting.
Yeah, the traffic and the amount of people that are there. And, of course, I think, I call it white gold for the body shops, which is white snow, slippery when wet, So, and everybody,
the ice and everything in between.
Yeah, and everybody this year, boy, we didn't get a winter this year yet, we're like we did in the past. So we're mild out here, but boy, they've been getting it, Midwest to the East, and that causes that white gold to come down. These folks can't keep up with the body damage prices, and that's another thing. So, but, you think about that. I thought, like you're talking about the older cars, and we didn't have airbags. We didn't have sensors that when you put it in reverse. So we didn't have backup cameras. When you put it in reverse, it beeps, and when you get close to even the curb, we didn't have that back in the older cars. And so with that said, you think, well, today, now wait a minute. We've got these sensors. We've got cameras doing the driving force. We've even got, where the driver's seat vibrates there, Bob, when you get too close. I can fall asleep now and just let my car wake me up,
They actually have that technology.
Yeah. So with that said, why are we getting in so many accidents, everybody?
Very good point.
We're getting to the point where we are letting our car do the driving, which the lane departure keeps you in the lane. Lots of brands have that now, drive-by-wire.
Mm-hmm.
So did you see the story? It's been quite a while. The gentleman was in the Tesla, and he was telling the car hit another car, and they pulled him over, accident, et cetera, and he was drunk. I don't know if you saw that article. And he said,
I didn't.
He says, I might be drunk, but I wasn't driving the car. It was driving itself, so I'm not guilty.
Oh, that's an interesting plea of innocence. Very good. And that is a big thing as the autonomous vehicles come our way, and when we see so much of that technology already floating down, collision mitigation, they call it, automatic braking by vehicles. And I've had some of these vehicles as press vehicles and have tried them out, and it's remarkable how well they work when they work. But
the last two words, when they work, or three words.
That's right.
And that's just it. Are we the technology? Yes, it's there. They're using cameras, like you say, when they're working. Now, when you're in a dusty, dirty, snowy, wetty, slushy, bad weather storm, are the lenses on the cameras clean? Can they read correctly?
That's true.
Do you have any pet peeves on cars at all today, Bob? Do you have one that you say, a horrible pet peeve, Mark? Why did they do that? I know our listeners probably have. I bet we have listeners out there right now writing down a whole list of pet peeves that they would like to scream at the the car manufacturers.
Absolutely. We would love to hear from you with some of those pet peeves as well. Don't be a stranger, 855-660-4261. My only pet peeve is the price. That's the one that gets me. I just hate to see so many people being priced out of vehicles. But I know that's not number one on most people's minds. What is the biggest pet peeve that most people have?
You know, there's so many. We need three more hours of radio time.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But, yes, you're right. The number one is the price. And what they talk about this, in the report they talk about, it's not the overall price of that car at $70,000 plus, $50,000 plus. They're talking about the price per month payment, Bob.
I mean, it's all hand in hand. There aren't that many people going in putting cash on the table for a new vehicle. I think somewhere in the vicinity of 90% of all vehicles are financed or leased. There aren't many people like previous generations would pride themselves in being able to. You know, if a car was $6,000 and you turned in your old one, it was worth $3,000, and you put $3,000 on the table, you walked out the door with it paid, cash paid, done, deal. But that's pretty difficult, almost nearly impossible to do, unless you're fortunate enough to be an entertainer or an athlete or a very specialized doctor like a heart surgeon or something. The days of people being able to pay for a vehicle at delivery in full are pretty much out the window.
Yeah, and with that said, a lot of us have to have a very reliable car because we need to get to our job to get the money to make the payments. And the auto repair side of this now, from when I started back in, 1978 is when I started the repair. And back then, I got paid, Bob, of course, with cash and with personal check. Credit card, what was that? Didn't hear of it. There was no PayPal. There was no Square, et cetera, et cetera. Well, today's world, they are now making payments on the auto repair word.
Isn't that amazing? We're going to have more with Mark on the other side. And again, invite your questions. You can email us up. Or you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. As Bob Seger takes us to break, he's on his final tour, so if you get a chance to see Mr. Seger, do so. This is Audible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back live with Mark Evans, ASC certified technician, field producer for the show, co-host along with Motor Mike Wallace of this program from time to time when I'm dealing with medical stuff. And we're having lots of fun here looking back and looking ahead. And Mark, you've come up with some great information there about what folks are spending their repair dollars on, and we're talking about new vehicle sales, and it's interesting when you interview for the position of automotive sales representative these days. Of course, the first thing that they want to get from you is that magic number of how much you can spend per month. It's not how much you can afford a vehicle. It's how much per month you can pay. That seems to be the dominant factor.
Yeah, it is. It's like, how much do you have left? We'll get it from you. Bob, it's a happy sweetheart month to you, too. We got to talk about that. We're in that month already. What are you going to get your sweetheart this month now when the day comes?
Oh, boy. Hopefully news that I've got an additional broadcast job besides Auto World.
Good. Good. That's a lot better than just a box of chocolates.
That's true, absolutely. And how about your wife, your bride?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I can't spoil it. She's not too far away from where I'm broadcasting here right now. So.
Okay, but, I've got to keep her quiet. Don't let Amy hear it.
I've purchased a little thing that she showed me in a catalog here. So that's coming in here any day, but small little thing that she likes, you know. So, but yeah, that's something that it's kind of like for us guys, it's kind of like I guess the women going into the dealership and trying to look to see, just terrifying about buying a new car. We're always, oh my God, what do we get our wives or our significant other, you know? So that's the one thing too that's kind of interesting is most, they say 82% of the people are very scared or terrified about going into to talk to a sales associate about buying a new car. They feel like the report, it went on quite lengthy, but it basically, make long story short, it's that they don't quite understand everything. And the understanding of not only the financial paperwork in front of them on buying the car, but they don't know if they're really getting the best make and or model for the amount of money they're getting ready to sign off on.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go? Where, you know, how does a person know which brand that suits them best for the application they're going to be using it for? There's so many different brands out there down, you know, Car Row, I call it, each one of our towns, that they state that here in the report that most of us actually talk to our friends, relatives, our closest networking people that we have around us, and then instantly when they say, and they look, we also look at the brands our friends, our relatives are driving, and we ask them about what they do like or don't like about that brand. And it's amazing how they come around, you know, the people then answer, say, I don't really like it, I've had a lot of problems. That's where I then come in, the auto repair word. They start talking about the bads about, and or the goods, about how that brand that they are driving has lasted them, and how much money they haven't spent, or how much money they have spent, and they want to trade it off or get rid of it as soon as possible. So that's that new person's listening to this and saying, well, I don't think I'll go over to that dealership. I think I'll go over to the other dealership. So,
mm-hmm.
But I just recently helped my wife. She works for a bank, and I recently helped them. I do a lot of this, too, besides auto repairs, help find makes, models, and the right car brand, the right application, the right car for the utility of the application for the customer. And I charge a fee, and I go out, and I do the search using the Internet, of course. I make the calls. I negotiate the price, and then it just is all done and over with for me. I just recently did that for her bank, and ended up, you know, finding a vehicle with very low miles just at CarMax. And this is not a plug, Bob, but by any means, have you ever dealt with that brand, that dealer?
Yeah, I have, actually. I sold a vehicle to CarMax, so I haven't bought from there, but I've sold and was very impressed with the organization and the way they do business. They really have got something good going there.
Yeah, it's very clean operation and all. And I found that the reason we ended up there, I did find the same utility. It was a Chevrolet Traverse, and I did find quite a few of those, of course, not only in our town, but we're surrounding towns. But I found that theirs had lower miles on it, and the DNA, this is why I'm bringing this up, the DNA of that car, that one car, I want to know the story behind the car. I want to know where it came from. Basically, it was used, just by a couple of years, but still, where did it come from? Who owned it? Was it a trade-in maybe from a parts supplier that used it for their salesman that just drove on the freeway? And that's how you can tell if the car and how it's been. I call it the DNA. Was it, or did a, you know, a 17-year-old own the thing and, you know, hot rodded every day? That's the DNA.
That's true.
Know, behind the car. A lot of people don't think about asking, hey, give me, you know, tell them we sent you. Hey, go into the dealer. I want to know the DNA on this Ford or this Dodge. What? The salesman will look at it. The DNA, what are you talking about? I want to know the story behind the story here. Where's the car come from? Who was owned it? How old were they? Did they buy it new? Or is this just an auction car you found coming out of the storm that hit down in Texas? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the way of not being scared about buying a new / used car. You find out the story behind the thing. And, of course, today, hey, you know, let's tip our hats to the car manufacturers for finally, it's been years now, Bob, but I do know that there was, back in the day, speedometers were turned back.
Sure.
Today, yay to the manufacturers. I salute them because it's electronic. You can't turn it back. You know what I mean? So it's legitimate odometer readings for the folks that are out there looking at, oh, it's got 90,000, 200,000, whatever on it. It's legit. No one can mess with you there. That's great. You know, because back in the day, of course, helping people repair, buying their car, selling their car, helping them with all that. I had to look at that and say, you want me to look at this car and give you kind of a report before you buy it? First place I went was the speedometer. Of course, we all do. The numbers. And of course, with the auto repair word, you know, you've got to say to yourself, if you own a car and it's getting up there at 80, 85,000 miles, have you done any repair, you know, at all? Any clutch fan, water pump, fuel filter, transmission filter? And if you got the numbers and you've never done any auto repair, well, at 85,000, get ready, Bob. The list is going to get pretty long. That's why these shops are hitting $1 million plus a year now, and it keeps going up. What's the average ticket price now, do you think, roughly? And what area would be the highest price ticket? Average ticket price, do you think?
For a new vehicle, you mean?
No, for just the repair work. What's
just
it cost?
For the repair.
Yeah, just to repair all cars in the United States, what's the average ticket price at the shop? You've got the engine replacement, transmission replacement, all the way down to the inexpensive lube oil filter. Average all that out. What do you think the average ticket price would be in 2019?
Oh, it's going to be up, $75, $80 an hour.
No, I mean the cost of the repair.
Oh, the repair. Probably the average repair would be somewhere in the vicinity of... Oh, it's a wild guess, but I'll say $450.
Oh my gosh, Bob, you're good. You're really good. It's $400, right to the penny here, $423.57. Now, what area of the United States would be that number?
You said earlier that the Boston area, my hometown, is raking in a lot of dough, at least the collision folks are, with the auto body shops. I'd have to say the Northeast.
Well, you said it earlier though, California West.
California, I am.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. There's an awful lot of money in California, and they're spending it on cars.
And number two is $395.82, and yes, it's Boston, Massachusetts area, so it comes in number two on the average sales price. Here's a little tidbit for our listeners, too. You know, you wonder, well, where do you get your parts, Mark? Do I buy them from .com company, you know, on the Internet? Do I buy them from a parts store down the street? Where does the majority of the parts come from to get that shop to make $1 million a year?
Boy, quickly, I would have to say, probably it's from some .com.
Nope, that's the last one. It's parts warehouses down the street from the shop.
That's good to hear. Mark, thank you for bringing that story. That was a great hour. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Always good to hear, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you. There is Mark Evans, the Swami. I'm Bob Lawn. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs.
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.